Our next question is from our live audience. Tina says that you mentioned the Catholic procedure earlier. She wants to know what that is and what it's for.
Sure. So, in a normal mare, her vulva should be perpendicular to the ground, so perfectly upright. And it should have good tone. So if you went up to your mare's vulva, no one does this, but reproduction guys like me, I wouldn't expect any of you the horse owners at home to ever go do this. But if you try to just open the lips of her vulva, it should be pretty difficult to actually part her vulva. In mares with poor perineal conformation, so this would be where there's a tilting of the vulva, and the classic breed that's talked about with poor perineal conformation is a thoroughbred. With that, to correct some of that deformity, we make a surgical incision along the edges of the vulva and actually suture the top 50 to 60% of the vulva closed. And so what that does is keep the vulva kind of sealed tightly and prevents the mare from having excessive bacterial exposure up into her vaginal vault, or air getting up into her vaginal vault, causing irritation and potentially causing placentitis, or even preventing the mare from becoming pregnant even initially. So that's, I'm sitting here waving my hands, trying to draw a Catholic or a vulva to show you how to do this. But I'm sure if you Googled how to do a Catholic, there may be a YouTube video kind of illustrating how it's done. And whatnot. We do use lidocaine during all these procedures, and so the mares are blocked, and so hopefully they can't feel the procedure. And definitely working in the back end of a mare, I always like to make sure that they're very well blocked, because my life is kind of in that mare's hands at that point as we're doing the procedure. But it's a
Yes.
relatively quick thing, and and it really can help restore fertility in some of these mares with a history of poor fertility.